This is the Save My HSC show. For more free resources, go to savemyhse.com.au.
G'day guys, welcome to the Save My HSC show, the go-to resource for help with HSC English. Each episode is syllabus focused and can be digested in under 15 minutes. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about researching for your essays. So, firstly, why is research important? Now, as far as when you're writing, I mean, sure, if you just read a text or maybe you watch a movie, you might be asking the question, why did I just watch Run Lola Run? There might just be, oh, well, it's just a movie that that has, you know, a story. But the thing is, there's usually a purpose behind the person creating that film or text or whatever they created. You know, there's a feeling that they had that they're trying to communicate, and what you're analyzing is art. And you know how they say art mirrors culture? This is how that process works, and you're learning how that process works. So analyzing correctly is quite an important skill to develop. So when you're actually, you know, you're in that research phase, so say you're watching the film or you're reading your text, what are you going to be doing? Are you just going to be reading the entire thing and not really thinking about it, and then afterwards kind of mining it for quotes? Or as you're reading it, are you going to sit there and go, is this useful? Can this assist me in building my thesis for this topic? So it'll come down to what module am I studying. So I would probably, before you read a text, go to your specific module that you're studying and get an idea of what it is. And when you're reading your text, be very specific in what you're looking for. And if you do find things, you know, earmark that page or highlight it or do something so that you know it's there. Make sure that you have collected that information in some way, shape, or form, because it will come in handy at a later stage. So I actually think that taking notes while you're reading can be quite a helpful thing to do. It is important to remember that you know, your research is what will give you a strong or a weak thesis. So while you are taking your notes and you know, while you're reading, remember to write down the techniques that are being explored and also your explanation of how you would put this down in an essay. So that's going to be something that'll be quite important and helpful. And it can also be helpful to read supplementary material like articles and critical essays. Now, I wouldn't say to do too much of this, but to show that you have an understanding of your topic outside of just your text can be incredibly helpful. I've mentioned Shakespeare before in previous podcasts, and how understanding his time period can be incredibly helpful for understanding the text and how the themes come across and, you know, have a timeless element to them. So that's why it can be very helpful to do supplementary material. And also, I'd probably say, I know I'm droning on a little bit, this is probably a very dry topic, collect quotes and arguments that you have and have them in a reference sheet. You know, there are so many students that just don't even do this basic thing where you'll just collect where you put it and have your techniques and have your arguments in that reference sheet. So when you're studying, you can easily just go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to know, because that's going to build your argument. So you can quantify what you think on a topic really, really easily. Now on that, I also want to mention that it's very important to remember where each quote came from. Bad referencing really is a cardinal sin to an English teacher. So that's it for referencing. The main, I suppose, the takeaway here is it's quite simple. Just read your text and write down the quotes from the text, the page numbers, and what you think about each quote, and have a little bit of supplementary material. That's the bare bones of what you need to do for referencing and research. Please do that. I cannot believe how many students, after repeated, you know, like pushing and you know, someone being like, "Look, this is the simple process of doing it," they still don't do it, and it's It's such an easy way to get to know your topic. Don't overcomplicate the HSC. Just do what you need to do and get through it. Don't piss around and, yeah, remember to download this podcast and subscribe if you like them.